The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning. It's February the 28th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hear us everywhere, and you can even join our chat room as, just let me look at this, Sun Gold and John and Angel and Indie Guy and Country Kid. Just, you know, feel free to come in here and jump in. We don't try to identify you. And you can give your comments and just be civil about it. And we're also going on, we're also streaming live video at livestream.com/Free Fire Radio. Now, today, Linda is on assignment, but Bad Bob is here as an apt replacement up to a point.
Apt.
Yeah,
there's a great word.
You're an apt replacement to the point. Now, I'm not going to come over there and snuggle up on to you during the breaks.
I'm very glad to hear that.
And don't rub that beard against my cheek.
Well, we got a 40% chance of rain this morning. That's going to increase to just a darn good chance by the end of the day.
How about like 100%?
You betcha. We could actually see a little bit of snow coming down to the valley floor, but it ain't going to stick. That'll be over with by Wednesday. Unsettled throughout the rest of the week, though. But right now we've got 33 degrees in Reading, and the report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards on March 23rd is having... Ann Coulter. That's right. Ann Coulter's going to be up at Anselmo speaking for a book signing and then a dinner afterwards. You got to give them a call at 474-5546 for tickets. I don't know how many tickets are left. But Ann will also be on Free Fire Radio. That's right. March 9th, Ann Coulter is going to be on our show here. And you all get to listen to Ann as we ask her questions concerning who she's going to be handicapping here. It's for the presidential race, what she thinks about the latest for Mr. Obama, and of course her conservative take on liberals, and frankly she's very entertaining. You may not agree with everything she says, but she does say it in a very entertaining way. That's going to be March 9th here on our show, and March 23rd right up in Somo Vineyards. Now a bunch of things are happening. In the paper yesterday. We've gone from the front page back to the local section, but the Anselmo Vineyards. Of course, you know, I've noticed, and I can't help but notice that when, you know, if you say things in public that sometimes you are misquoted, and I've looked at what they said I said out there, and I believe I was misquoted on as far as this county supervisors when they held their meeting. Frankly, we're going to talk about this after the break some more, because we've got people that were, you know, that really that put this on, and I'd like to have them call in, Ruth and John, and you all call in after the break and tell us, you know, what you thought about it, because you all are the ones that organized it. I just welcomed people there, essentially. But before we do that, let's go to Susan Eastman at our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks have moved into positive territory. U.S. February consumer confidence just reported a rise to 70.8, while consensus expected 64. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive a point at 12,979. The S&P 500 is up a point at 1368, and the Nasdaq Composite is up 9 points at 29.76. The three most active stocks trading this morning, Bank of America's positive 3 pennies at $8.07. Pfizer's down 16 cents, trading at $21.10. Oneoke Partners down $2.15 at $59.08. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart's positive 17 cents at $58.63. Safeway's down a nickel at $21.40 per share. Target is trading up 12 cents at $55.44. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.91%. For commodities, gold is up $5.90 at $17.80 per ounce. Silver is up 52 cents at $36. Crude oil trading lower down 47 cents at $108 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you very much, Susan. And, you know, we have the update at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 Monday through Friday. And, of course, they are located out in Park Marina Drive. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I think I've got a couple of the people that were there at the Anselmo Vineyard yesterday to give us a call this morning right after the break, John or Ruth, and tell us what you saw out there. Y'all were the organizers, and the photos in the paper, when they talked about 200 people being out there, I think that was a pretty fair estimate. It didn't look as big because when they took the photo, a lot of the people were inside already or off to the sides. And you don't realize how big the chapel steps are from a distance unless you've been there. Anyway, we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 7:11 in the morning on February the 28th. We've lost another month, Bad Bob. Miss a day, miss a month.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're chatting live, of course, and streaming at KCNR 1460, 7:15 in the morning, February the 28th. It is 37 degrees out there, Bad Bomb?
Right now it's about 34.
34 degrees
out there. The sun comes a bit nippy.
Yes. It is a bit nippy. Now, we've got two people on the line at the same time, we hope. We have Ruth and John. Both were they were the organizers of the petitions and the organizers for this rally yesterday. Good morning, Ruth and John.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Ruth.
Let's start with Ruth today.
Yeah.
And John, try not to interrupt. Okay, John.
Well, you want me to do the interview, Carl?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Ruth, so what did you Ruth, tell us why the meeting happened yesterday, the rally happened yesterday.
Well, I'll give it to you pretty simply. 5 weeks ago, after reading and listening to people in this community, asked the question, why can't the county engage in productive negotiations with the Anselmos? And that's how the grassroots effort got started. Based on what we knew that since he bought the ranch, they spent about $20 million in this community. They paid thousands in sales and property tax. They employ 38 people at the ranch versus what we know about the county. There are 32 lawsuits facing the county. 16 are directed at the Resource Management Department. On your show, Carl, Russ Mull stated that if you eat, breathe, or drink, you're affected by his department. And in the same interview, he said, but there's no support for you if you go into the county and have a problem. I think we deserve better than that. And yesterday's rally was basically a gathering of folks in this community to say, hey, we support you. We want our county government in this community to be answered or to have to answer to the people of this community. And that's why the rally. And yesterday it was, there were so many people out there, and it was just a great showing of support for Reversion Ensemble, in spite of the fact that the Board of Supervisors held their meeting yesterday, and there were people at that event. But you know what? Bottom line is that the county's looking at it, and that's all we ask for.
Yeah, I think people don't understand is that, you know, nobody wants anybody's head here. Anybody, you know, as I pointed out, is that you want the supervisors to do their jobs. And why should it even get to this? Why should it get to this point? You know, two years ago, this could have been settled easily, just by somebody saying, okay, you know, you don't need to do the grading. I mean, even Russ Moss says that. But yet that never happened, and then this, and in my opinion, that's just my opinion, but when I talked to Russ Maul, he said it was not a very bright act either, and he didn't have anything to do with it, but after, when the court case still could have been settled out of court, somebody from Russ's division goes out there and lays, you know, puts the red, you know, stop work and tries to shut down the restaurant and his, and the restaurant and the vineyards out at Anselmo's. Now, as I talked to Russ later, I said, Russ, I mean, that's just kind of like, isn't that bad timing and, you know, no common sense? And he said that he didn't have anything to do with that. But, yeah, it was, the timing was horrible. So I find, you know, everything they're doing, it's almost like, and I was a little bit misquoted, was they think we're stupid. They think that when things happen like this is that, oh, it's just a coincidence. Well, it's not a coincidence. I mean, I'd much rather people just say, hey, look, we're having this, we're having this because of what you people are doing out, what you and John and all the people out there were doing, you know, to protest what's going on or to put light on this, and then have them say, look, we're going to do it now. Or if they'd even better if they had announced it today at the meeting. We're going to meet tomorrow and discuss how this is supposed to work.
And do a workshop for the public when people who really are on the side of common sense government are available to be there at the workshop. I think the bottom line here is, Carl, that there were at least 15, maybe 20 articles in the paper regarding this issue over since January, and on our show, on your show, people are talking about, I just don't understand. You mean to tell me that the county just can't sit down with the Anselmos and settle this? Because basically, that's all they've asked for. I'm sure they don't want to be entrenched in lawsuits.
No.
And the bottom line is that I think that people have just asked the question, why? Why can't the county just and maybe the Board of Supervisors are at that point. given the all of the media attention about this issue, maybe they're all sitting there asking the same question. Why have we gotten this far? What has taken us down the path to this heavy-handed feeling that everybody is getting with our county? People just don't understand the issue. And when you go into read the articles in the paper about what the issues are, I think it's pretty clear that the county is not saying anything. And maybe it's because of the lawsuit, but the permits are there. The money for the permits is there. I just don't understand.
You know, I don't think people understand is that Anselmo has hired three different organizations, that these professionals, that that's all they do is get permits and hard to get permits to get the permits. And
absolutely.
Even these are guys that are pros that have been doing this. And we had one on one day, and he just says the Byzantine way that this is being handled is he says, I used to work in that department, and why this thing can't be handled easily is beyond him. Now, John, you were there yesterday, and you spoke, and you saw the number of people that were there.
It was an impressive turnout. It was a group of people who were enthusiastically involved in this. I've got a couple of comments, though, about what you and Ruth just talked about, and one of them is Ruth mentioned common sense government, and that has turned into an oxymoron. In our community, anyway, there isn't common sense government. What has happened here, particularly with this issue, is we have got one runaway rogue department head who actually has been operating under almost total autonomy. The people who are supposed to oversee them didn't know they were in charge of them. Gary Cadd brought this to light. That's what their meeting yesterday supposedly was about, was to clarify personnel issues as to who reports to who. Now, isn't this pathetic? This man's been in this job 25 years, and the Board of Supervisors don't know that he reports to them? I find it just incredible. You mentioned the gentleman that was on your show, Wyatt Paxton,
yeah.
The Permit Plus Solutions Specialist.
Yeah, right.
I talked to him also, and in great detail, and he has done permits up and down the state. This is nothing.
Hey, John, yes. We need to break way past time. And so hang on, and we'll come on back and finish this till the end of the hour.
Okay.
All right. Okay, yeah, Carl Lindebot. This is KCNR 1460, and we'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboy open party down. The biggest three-day rodeo in the country. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah. Let's beat that drum. Beat the drum of freedom. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 725 in the morning. February 28th, Linda's on assignment today, but we have a couple people on the line. Is Ruth and John, you still there?
I'm still here.
I'm still here, and I have just one comment.
Okay.
If you take Russ Moll out of the picture and you say to the Board of Supervisors, how can one person cause this much consternation with in this county? Why isn't something being done or some action being taken to look into this matter and resolve it? I just don't understand it.
Well, you know, I think that the only thing that, you know, when this thing first started was settle it. You know, let's just settle it, because now it's up into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, I'm sure, in legal fees over this whole thing. And then it's almost like, and I'm not saying it is, but it appears. And, you know, and appearances are, you know, of course, very important, as we all know, but the appearances of, here's a lawsuit, so I'm going to stop your chapel, too. And,
exactly.
You know, and the miscommunications that are going on, or the misconceptions going on in the paper and in comments and things, like he's going to make thousands of dollars off weddings there. I mean, he can't even hold a wedding there because the only
Carl,
people
can I
that
break in a minute?
No, you can't.
Well,
the only people
that
turn
do.
Him down. Turn him down.
I can only shut him off.
Okay, I mean it. I'm going to finish this. Is that he can't hold a wedding there because it takes the Bishop of Sacramento to give permission. He can't give permission to hold weddings there. That's part of the charter he got from the Bishops of Sacramento and Rome. Now, John.
My point, and it's real simple, they do hold weddings there, just not at the chapel. They do them out on the veranda of the restaurant, and they've done that for years. It doesn't have anything to do with the chapel.
That's right.
And he didn't build it for that purpose. This is just a total misconception. The weddings that are advertised and held there are very clearly stated that it's out on the veranda of the, or the patio, if you will, in more common terms, of the restaurant.
Well, in fact, they also have that spot they built out there, an outdoor event center. There you can have music or you could have weddings, and it's out there by the event center. You know,
Reverge has built four churches, so let's not. This is not his first rodeo. And the second thing is that the Shasta County has got a perception battle now. They have to deal with the fact that people are looking at them, looking at the resource management department as bullies. And that's what they're going to have to battle. Whether it's true or not, the bottom line is that that's the community's perception.
Yeah, and that's a good way to end this. So, you know, but the big thing is that the board of supervisors have to take a look at it, which they are, but they can't just kick the can down the road. And as many times I've seen in city government here is, you know, put a committee on it, and 6 months later, the committee comes back, everybody almost forgets what it's about, and then they don't even adopt what the committee says.
They're going to have to take the reins of responsibility for the departments that they have reporting to them and move forward in that way. They can't let the ego of one man drive what's going on in the businesses in this county. It's just wrong.
Well, you know, and if Russ Maul is doing that or not doing that. Frankly, the whole thing for me is if it becomes perception, just like we talked about, then somebody needs to step in and take a look, be able to take a step back. You know, somebody's going to be that's not a friend of his or a close associate, and take a step back and look at it.
I'm not trying to be bitter about this thing at all, but the idea that Russ Maul was unaware that one of his permit inspectors went to Insamos and red tagged everything in sight, and he didn't know anything about it.
That's
thank you, Carl, for raising the issue.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, thanks a lot for what you all do. I just, you know what, we just kind of like go along with y'all. All right, we got to take a quick break. We come back. Dennis Cowan's out here, and we're going to be talking legal and community.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street's getting a boost after some better-than-expected news on consumer confidence. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 20 points. That consumer confidence number for February reached its highest level in a year, coming in at 70.8. The expectation was for 63. According to the Conference Board, Americans are less pessimistic about current business and labor market conditions. Meanwhile, durable goods orders for January posted their biggest drop in 3 years. Orders for long-lasting items fell more than expected, dropping 4% last month, with demand falling across the board on everything from machinery to planes. The core number, which factors out transportation, also fell short of estimates. And home prices fell for a fourth straight month in December. The latest Case-Shiller report shows prices fell more than expected, slipping 1.1%. Of the report's 20 cities tracked, Atlanta, Chicago, and Detroit posted the biggest declines, while Miami and Phoenix were the only ones that saw prices climb higher. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Win your share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 24th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips. Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Or, better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river. Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team, working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop. 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square Building.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning. Linda's on assignment. Bad Bob's here. What's the weather, Bad Bob?
Well, Carl, we're looking for a change in the weather. The spring-like stuff is going to give way to rain and possibly snow down to the valley. Look for today's high to be about 51. And tonight's low around 39, and we could see snow coming down to the valley by Thursday. I beg your pardon. 33 right now in Reading.
Don't be afraid of my rank here, okay? Just speak right up. Hey, the weather's always brought you back to Selmo's and Selmo Vineyards out there. They have dinners and lunches. Thursday night is pizza night, but they have also Ann Coulter's coming to town out here out there on March 23rd. She's going to be on our show March 9th. So if you've got, it's a good time to listen, and I think we'll sign people up that day. We'll sign people up to join our chat pack that day. This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Judy and Tom have had that business since November 20th, 1985. If you need something sharpened, saws, knives, router bits, they will make bandsaw blades while you wait. That's R&B Sharpening. Give them a phone call at 530-365-1479 or I check them out down there at 6915 East Side Road. They sharpen my knife so well that I'm afraid to carry it right now because I don't know if I'm trained for that. Hey, our guest today, and you know, and for the first time, and we appreciate you all coming aboard, Dennis Cowan and Dave Brady of Cowan and Brady, attorneys at law, specializing in, well, I guess you do a number of different things, but you specialize in bankruptcy. Is that right?
In fact, right now, all we do is bankruptcy law. We represent debtors, that is, people who file bankruptcy, as well as creditors and bankruptcy trustees. So we kind of cover the whole spectrum and all types of bankruptcies.
Right. Now, before we get started with that, which is because we always have questions concerning that, let's start with you, Dennis, and tell us a little bit about yourself. You've been here in Reading a long time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I came to Reading in 1964. Right out of Stanford Law School, and it was a hot, sleepy, dusty little town that I never thought I'd ever want to live in. But I thought, gee, that sounds like a great place with hunting and fishing and camping and the river going through it. And it's a beautiful place to live.
Did you know anybody here before you came here?
No.
You just decided Reading.
Just decided Reading, and I kind of wanted to be a big fish in a small town.
Well, you have become that. I mean, we feel small town, even though we're big like that, because you've done so many things for our community, and you're very well known. And Dave, what's your background?
Born and raised in San Francisco. Went to the University of San Francisco. Was in the San Francisco DA's office. A friend of mine came up here and joined the Shasta County District Attorney's office. He recommended me for a job up here. I came up. I've been here since 1981. I've done criminal law as a prosecutor. I've done workers' comp defense, and I have done bankruptcy now since 2007.
Okay. Bankruptcy. I mean, it seems like we hear that word so much, especially in the last 3 or 4 years. Is bankruptcy a last resort for people?
Well, for most people who file, it is, and thank goodness it's available to them, because otherwise the people who have no way to pay their debts, the only way they can get out of debt is to file bankruptcy. And that's... Or they have to commit suicide. I think the bankruptcy makes a lot more sense.
Well, it does give you a chance. Yeah, I guess that's one way of handling it. I wouldn't have thought of that. But unfortunately, I think people do. People are driven into just a complete state of despair. You know, especially people today. I mean, you see it, of course, much more than I do. People that worked their whole lives, had their money in savings plans. You know, people that had small businesses that owned their homes. And they've lost everything in the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, does this give them a chance, Dave, to start over again, or at least to, so that they leave with some kind of self, you know, I mean, that some kind of self worth?
The answer to that is yes. In fact, the bankruptcy statutes actually say that the purpose of bankruptcy is to give people a second chance. This economy that we have been in since approximately 2006 has turned people upside down. 98-99% of the people that come to see Dennis and I, they don't want to be sitting across the desk from us. They would much prefer to be able to pay their bills. But the economy has just made it impossible for that to happen.
Okay. The we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to, you know, people talk about different types of bankruptcy. And I guess that you, I guess there's different levels or there's different chapters, I guess I should
right.
say. Can we, I'd like to talk about that so people understand that, that, that portion of it. Because, you know, it's not all or nothing, I believe. I think there's, you can work your way up into that. Is that correct?
There are different types of bankruptcies and we can go over that pretty fast.
Great. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBott, Linda's on assignment, but I have Dennis Cowan and Dave Brady here, our bankruptcy experts here in town, and they're gonna, and explaining the differences between the different types of bankruptcies. You know, it's got such a harsh connotation, but as we've learned in the last few years, sometimes it's the only way that you're going to survive for you and your family. We'll be right back.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this weekend. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for any and all sportsmen and women, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes. Boats, motorhomes, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, wildlife art, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy display this year featuring a life-size bison and bear. Attention hunters, bring in your horns to be officially scored at the display in Passaro Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, houseboat giveaway, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, gunner, the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone this weekend at the 25th Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KRCR News Channel 7, North Valley Bank, and Coors Light, and this radio station.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:44 in the morning on February the 28th, 31 degrees out there. I'll just keep saying whatever temperature sounds right to me because I can't see it from here. But I think it's cold out there. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Worst out there on Market Street. If you've got a ding in your windshield, if you've got a crack up to 24 inches long, Jeff can fix it. He's fixed a 12-inch crack on my Ford truck, and you can't even see it. It's there for over 2 years. Give him a call at 241-8373, or go see him at 3208 South Market Street. That's Jeff Worst and Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Our guests today are Dennis Cowan and Dave Brady of Cowan and Brady, attorneys at law. They specialize in bankruptcy, and in fact, that's just what they do, is bankruptcy. Now, when we left, we wanted to talk about the different chapters, because, frankly, I get confused, and which is easy for me, but, you know, and the different types. And you want to start with the lowest number and work our way up?
Sure.
Okay.
Chapter 7 is the basically a liquidation section. However, the word liquidation doesn't really mean what it says. You are allowed to keep some of your assets, depending, and it gets rid of, its principal purpose is to get rid of unsecured debt, and it works very well. It's very short, and it is relatively inexpensive.
Then you have Chapter 13, which is a payment program, kind of a workout program for individuals who, for various reasons, cannot or will not do a Chapter 7. In a Chapter 13, they make payments of what is called their monthly disposable income to a trustee who then pays some or all of the debts. And the payments normally go for 3 years or maximum of 5 years.
Okay, so you're in debt then at that point, so we kind of have like somebody that a third party that you pay. Is that,
correct.
Is that the idea? And then what happens after the third year?
Well, if the when you finish the performance of the Chapter 13 plan, as it's called, then you get your discharge and the bankruptcy case is closed, and whatever unsecured debt is still out there, if it's what we call dischargeable debt, then it's gone. Some debts are you can't get rid of in bankruptcy, like child or spousal support or recent taxes.
Okay, but you can get rid of credit card and auto loans and all that?
Medical debt, personal loans not secured to property, equity lines not secured to property, judgments. You can get rid of garnishments.
Can they take your home?
Generally, not, especially in this housing market, because most people are upside down, so nobody is going to be able to take the home. In bankruptcy, we are able to protect equity in a home of up to $175,000. However, that's for someone who is over 65 or disabled.
Mm-hmm.
$100,000 for a married couple, $75,000 for a single person.
Okay. All right. Then what's the next one then?
Okay. Then Chapter 13, as I said, has the same set of exemptions, but the in a Chapter 13, the individual who filed it, who we call the debtor, has to pay as much to the unsecured creditors as they would get in a Chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first test. The second test is the individual has to pay the trustee all of his disposable income, and that's determined when the bankruptcy case is first filed. That goes for three to 5 years. And the last case, the Chapter 11, is primarily for business organizations. And it's a plan of reorganization is filed that the creditors vote on. And it's more flexible than the other bankruptcies.
Have you seen a huge upswing, would you say? Is it starting to taper off at all?
It's slowing down a little bit, but since what, Dennis? About 2006, 2007, when the economy went bad, it's just skyrocketed.
Yes, yeah, it's really increased, and to the point there were very few attorneys here in the Redding area were doing bankruptcy, but now after it really started increasing, more lawyers got into doing it, which is kind of unfortunate for those who didn't know what they were doing. It's a very complex area of the law, and people should not try to do it by themselves.
No, I mean, I can, you know, you can get, yeah, just get those legal forms. And it, right next to the ones that tell you how to take out your own appendix.
Right. There's a,
you know, it's a sad thing, I think, you know, in one way to look at bankruptcy, because you think, oh, my gosh, things that people have worked for their entire lives are gone. On the other hand, it's a way for them to save their family in many cases.
And, that's correct.
And to start over. And I look at the people that do bankruptcies, not necessarily the ones that go, oh, I've just, you know, I've frittered it away. It's the people that have worked and worked and worked. They've got two jobs, mm-hmm. and things just keep going downhill in the job market and such. And this way, and as we've heard, is that it's a way that they can save their family and actually start over.
Yeah, I think we probably don't see more than 5% of the people who want to file bankruptcy who are having to do so just because they were frivolous. For nearly all of them, it's for things they really couldn't control.
And it's sad to see people who, for instance, have a small business, and rather than seeking legal advice regarding bankruptcy early enough, they have basically used up all of their retirement in order to keep the business going. Whereas if they had filed a bankruptcy, they could have kept their retirement.
And quite often, or at least sometimes, if people would see a bankruptcy attorney well before they're in deep trouble, a way can be found for them to get out of trouble without having to file bankruptcy. We really try to do that to help people find their alternatives. But if they wait till the last minute, like the day before a foreclosure is going to happen on their home, it's kind of late for us to do any kind of workout.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. And so it's, and we come back and maybe talk about some of the triggers that people should be looking at to come see a bankruptcy lawyer. I mean, can we do that? And
sure.
Then I also want to talk about some of the great things you all do in town here to support our community, which is how I met Dennis the first time. He bid, maybe not the first time, but one of the times that we met, he bid on a dinner for the Women's Refuge for our house and spent a lot of money on a dinner he never collected.
But, yeah, I got to call you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while. but we're always available for you, Dennis. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot. You know you make me want to kick my heels up and down. Throw my hands up and down. Throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Experience Sarabella Home, the place for all your home and garden decor. From the moment you enter, you'll see amazing treasures and unique gifts for any and all budgets. Sarabella Home also features local artisans with one-of-a-kind items. They also offer fresh floral services for weddings and special events. with over 11 years of floral experience. Sarabella Home, 605-0708 in the Mistletoe Plaza just down from Carmona's. Sarabella Home. Let our home inspire yours.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Vaught, 7:55 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have been there for 30 years. And I tell you what, they do so much to help our community, as do the gentlemen that are here, our guests today. But if you want to go in for Espresso Joe's, it's going to be cold and windy and rainy. Go in there and get their special coffees that, you know, they have on sale there, the chocolate truffle. Now, frankly, that's a little bit sweet for me, but Bad Bob loves it. And also walk into that great humidor they have. They have cigars on sale. They will meet or beat any prices for tobacco in this town. And our people here are local. Stay with a local business. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew. Veterans get discounts. Our guest, Dennis Cowan and Dave Brady. And we're talking, they're from Cowan and Brady Bankruptcy. They're attorneys at law, and they specialize in bankruptcy, and we've been talking about that. One of the questions that came in was that it seems like you see in the politics, you know, people talking about health care, that a huge percentage of bankruptcies are due to medical bills. Do you all see that?
I don't personally see a lot of those cases. I have seen a few. The cost of medical care is going up. Many times, somebody who does not have insurance, who has to go to the hospital for have an appendix out or something like that, their bill can be anywhere from $30,000 to $60,000 for a short stay in the hospital.
But it's not unusual for the hospitals to forgive all or most of the bill if it can't be paid.
That's what I understand, too. And going in, you work with them.
And people have Medi-Cal, Medicare, and health insurance. The vast majority of people can take care of their medical bills.
So you don't see as many bankruptcies due to that. They're saying, you know, you see the, you know, 65% of all bankruptcies in the United States is due to medical bills. You don't see that.
Not here.
Okay. Gosh, there's probably I know there's other questions about bankruptcy and such, but let's talk about some of the other things that you all are involved in town. I know that you, Dennis, are really into the Turtle Bay.
Yeah, that's true. I really am. In fact, I formed the corporation in 1990. I was on the original board of trustees.
And you're still on the board there, aren't you?
Well, I'm officially off the board, so they made me a trustee emeritus. So I still have to go to meetings.
So you still have to go to meetings. Well, you know, every time that we go to a special event there, we see you. And it's a beautiful, beautiful museum.
Yeah. Oh, it is. And
good ideas in there, too.
And the Turtle Bay auction is March 24th, for those who want to go.
That's right, March 24th. We're going to be talking about that because Linda's going to be, I believe, one of the people that's up there helping on the stage.
Great.
And and other things that y'all are involved in, and Dave, that I know that Dennis is also in the Shasta Women's Refuge. That you do things there too.
Primarily, donate money to them, but I really support it as a very worthwhile organization in this area.
I find that we've got many people like yourselves that get involved in these.
Yeah, and I have a special interest in hospice, and if I'm going to donate to a cause, it's going to be hospice.
Well, I had my mother and was involved with hospice, and really, I can't say enough about the people there. I mean, what great people they were that were with my mother there at the end. I mean, I was there too, and I was so taken by how they cared about the people that they're with. So, well, you two, I mean, well, with that but the Turtle Bay and the Women's Refuge, and you obviously like it here. And, I mean, you came up from San Francisco and said, yeah, I think I could like it here. And, Dennis, you came to a small, dusty, hot town right out of Stanford and went, yeah, this is okay. And, you know, you two managed to have stayed and made it.
Yeah, I remember when I first came through here, I had been backpacking with friends in 1962 up in the Trinity Alps and came through Reading. I thought, my God, on the Labor Day weekend, I thought, who would ever want to live in this dirty, dusty, hot little town? And then a couple of years later, I said, I would. And moved up here.
what would you say? We got like about a minute left here. What's been the biggest change that you would say that you've seen since
here in Reading.
Yeah,
actually, it did what I thought it would do. It has attracted people from more different types of work and interest than almost anywhere in California. It's grown rapidly, much more rapidly than other small towns. There's 15,000 when I came. Now it's over 90, and it's just keeps going and going. It's got people who really love Reading, and you can't say that about many other cities.
It's a great place, you know.
It is a super place. I would never go back to living in a city.
Well, you know what? We decided we planted that we were going to plant roots here, and that we just had to find something to do. And so we did.
Great.
Look where you
ended hopefully
up.
We don't come visit you on a professional basis. But you are more than welcome to come over to the house for dinner. You bought it.
Thanks,
hey, Carl and
DeBot,
we got to take a break here. When we come back, Sheriff Tom Basenko is here. And we're going to be talking about realignment. We're going to be talking about jails. We're going to be talking about the revolving door concept of crime enforcement. We'll be right back.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Republican voters are picking their candidates in Arizona this morning and in Michigan, where two GOP rivals are fighting over Democrats. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso explains live in Grand Rapids.
Dave, there's lots of talk here in Michigan surrounding robocalls being sent out on primary day by Rick Santorum.
Romney supported the bailouts for his Wall Street billionaire buddies, but opposed the auto bailouts. That was a slap in the face to every Michigan worker.
Rick Santorum even asking Democrats to support him in the state's open primary, but Mitt Romney says Republicans should decide the party's nominee.
This is reminiscent of the dirty tricks of the past, and it's got to end.
Meantime, the two front runners busy making last-minute campaign stops before the polls close here in Michigan tonight, Dave.
Jeff, a teenager accused of opening fire inside Chardon High School yesterday in Ohio, has a court hearing in a few hours. One student is dead, another declared brain dead, and three others are hospitalized.
Memorial services are being planned. In the meantime, candlelight vigils have sprung up in churches and in different locations around the city of Chardon, which is in shock and grief after these shootings.
Fox's Steve Santani in Cleveland. With gas getting pricier every day for the last 3 weeks, it's getting more political.
The president says he's for an all-of-the-above energy plan. Has anyone seen it?
House Speaker Boehner and the Republicans say the U.S. must allow more drilling. President Obama says that alone will make gas cheaper. Some Democrats want him to tap into the strategic reserve. AAA's average for regulars now $3.72 a gallon. Now, despite that surge, we're more optimistic about the economy. Consumer confidence shot up this month. A private research group puts it at the highest level in a year. Meanwhile, home prices keep falling, down in December for a fourth straight month in most major cities tracked by S&P. But on Wall Street, the Dow is up 25 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
When tech consultant Bob Perkins stays at La Quinta, he uses the latest HD TV with plug and play to get amped for his presentation. He plugs in his laptop, puts his charts up on a flat screen, and cues up some 80s shock rock.
Okay, third quarter output.
And after that kind of prep, you know what Bob does in his meeting? He bowls them over.
My pancreas is crushed, but I loved it.
La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
We thought a charging rhino would be an impressive metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax. But because our prices are small, marketing sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He represents the tiny price you'll pay after saving 20% on everything you can fit in one OfficeMax shopping bag. It's a big deal. But our tiny rhino is charging the bag anyway. And he's out cold. Look for the OfficeMax shopping bag in Sunday's paper. Offer ends Saturday. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The week after an American journalist and one from France were killed in the fighting in Syria, rebels have smuggled two other wounded journalists out of the country and into Lebanon, one British, the other French. The operation killed 13 Syrian rebels as the fighting there rages on.
An anti-Assad protest last night in the village of Al-Qasar in the province Homs. This area has seen the bloodiest of government crackdowns since the uprising began in March. An opposition group says 125 people died yesterday, 65 in a single attack at a checkpoint in Homs, in what activists say was a terrifying massacre. There's also been reports of fighting in the northern town of Idlib and in the capital, Damascus. Anti-government activists say over 8,000 people have been killed in the country. In Jerusalem, Emily with the Fox News Radio.
Tunisia's president says if Syria's regime negotiates an end to the conflict, he would offer asylum to Syrian President Assad in Tunisia. A crippled Italian cruise ship will not reach land in the Seychelles until Thursday. The Costa Allegra lost power following a fire yesterday. More than 1,000 people on board are dealing with no air conditioning, some sleeping on decks. It was supposed to be a Sunday race. Instead, the rain, crash, fire, and fuel spill delayed Daytona 500. Finally ended early this morning.
A day's worth of rain delays, then a red flag after a fireball crash. Matt Kenseth kept Dale Earnhardt Jr. at bay to take the checkered flag after midnight.
Here comes Jr. to the outside. Side by side with Kenseth. He runs out of time. Matt Kenseth wins the Daytona 500.
The call is heard on Fox Sports. Kenseth says he had a fast car, a good crew, and luck.
It's nice to go the whole distance and survive a green-white checker, too, because you just don't know what's going to happen at Speedway races.
At Daytona International Speedway, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
And back to Wall Street. This morning's gains has the Dow. They have the Dow back over 13,000 slightly. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, it's 8:05 in the morning, and it is February the 28th. Ordinarily the last day in the month, but today is leap year. So if your birthday is tomorrow, I guess when you figure it out, you're like 3 years old and you're 40. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live our audio at KCNR1460.com. You can jump into our chat room. I see Philip has, Indy, and let me see. Guest. There's guest in here. Guest 62. I'm not too sure that is. I don't even know who all these people are, but you're welcome to be in the chat room. And we're also streaming video live at livestream.com/freefireradio, or just go to our new website and just click on it. I'm sure it's there someplace. Our guest today is Sheriff Tom Basinko. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
You know, or as I say, the Sheriff Tom Show, because he's on the computer already. He's chatting with people, and he takes us in and out of the break. So this is really easy for me to do.
Are you sporting some new eyeglasses?
Well, you know, it could be because I head down to the dollar store.
Oh, I've never seen you wearing glasses here on the show, I don't think, except for reading in a while.
And that's what I'm doing. I just, you know, all of a sudden I realized I could see. Here. I read, you know, if I get in close, I have to go into the chat room. Put these on.
Yeah, they have it on small font.
Yes, they do. And anyway, Linda's not here today, and she said to say hello.
Oh. Sounds like we're both having a little bit of hay fever.
You know,
I'm sniffling with pollen in the air.
I've had it for like a month now. And I've got other, you know, Bad Bob over there hacking and gasping as he's making a phone call. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because of all the things blooming. I mean, I've got you know, gladiolas coming up. I mean, here. Oh, wow. And I see buds on the trees. Isn't it too early?
You see buds on the tree, but then yesterday I was in Susanville for a meeting, and we had snow probably about half of the way there, all the way to Susanville and back, about an inch on the ground. We were there for a tribal meeting with a Native American group, some from Pitt River. And it was talk about building relationships and better understanding. And so that was a very worthwhile meeting. It was hosted by the Susanville Indian Rancheria.
What would you say is the main concern?
Concern is improved communications and a better understanding of some of the issues. And some of them date back, maybe go back hundreds of years, but it's still carried forward to today. Some of them about the
hundreds of years.
Oh yeah, you go back to the Indian Wars and the settling of America, the assimilation of the Native American groups, a forced assimilation, and so you see a lot of the concerns they have. You had a lot of broken treaties with the government, and so some of those things, even though they're very old, still carry forward and somewhat of a distrust towards government and law enforcement.
So they're no different than the rest of us.
Somewhat. They have a little bit, maybe a little bit better history than some of us. But
more documented, huh?
Yeah. Okay. So that just was an open communication, start building a better, improved relationships there.
Well, you know, that's you know, I'd like to go back to that in a little bit. But we have to, you know, first, before we take our break, we have Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo advisor team here telling us what's going on with our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Well, stocks are moving higher despite mixed economic data. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 24 points at 13,006. The S&P 500 is up 4 points at 1372. And the NASDAQ Composite is higher, up 19 points at 2986. Local stocks of interest, Walmart's positive 26 cents, trading at 58.72. AT&T's positive 7 cents at $30.43. Best Buy up 22 cents, trading at 25.23 per share. Over in the bond department, the 30-year bond yield is 3.02%, and the 10-year treasury note is 1.9%. For commodities, gold is up $9.20 an ounce at $17.84. Silver is up 84 cents at $36.44 per ounce. Crude oil down 20 cents, trading at $108 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you very much. They're here at 710, 810, and 906, Monday through Friday. They're the Wells Fargo Advisors located out on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. There's already questions flowing through the chat room, and we're going to be addressing those. But give us a call at 530-605-4567 if you've got a question for Sheriff Tom Basenko. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. Hope your tanks are full and your heaters are on. With all the snow, we're very busy delivering. The heater technicians are swamped, but we're still installing heaters every day. If you'd like to come by to the plant, we have a lot of Toyo Tommy and Monitor heaters on display. We'd love to show you how we can save you money and stay warm. Northern Lights Energy. For all those portable heaters, we sell Clear Pearl, in your container or ours. We are now selling DEF, urea fluid, for all the new diesel vehicles and big rigs, 2.5 gallons or 55-gallon containers. Remember, with all the bad weather and the road closures, be patient. We have some of the best drivers in the business, and we will get there. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and in Redding, open on Saturdays. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff, like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebotlin is on assignment. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? The finest coffee shop at Espresso Joe's here in the city. Great prices. And, of course, the walk-in humidor. We have cigars on sale there. You need to go down and check that out. If you have an American flag that you're not sure what to do with it because it's torn or damaged, take it down to Tobacco and Brew. They've got contacts there with people that will treat that flag with honor and dispose of it in the correct manner. That's Tobacco and Brew, Joe and Shelley there. They give discounts to veterans. That's just an ordinary thing for them. They have a community room that is there just for what it says. It's to help the community if they want to have meetings. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko, and our regular monthly Ask the Sheriff questions.
Absolutely. Enjoy being here every month, Carl, and it's a way to reach out to the people, our citizens, to have them some interaction time, hear their concerns, or answer questions they may have. Some are usually pretty easy questions, and some are some of the more controversial or complex, but we're here for them.
Well, you know, the first question that came across is it's a comment from Coach Bob that tell the sheriff he'll never take me alive.
Yeah.
You know, I
then he's down there. Okay. I was just kidding. Oops.
Just a joke. Hey, the question was there was a meeting on Saturday by a number of, like, five sheriffs up in Wairika concerning constitutionality and those.
Yeah.
And they were asked what your position is on this.
They had a great meeting a few months ago. It was the initial meeting, and about 850 people attended. I kind of did a little rough head count during the meeting. And then we had sheriffs as far as way as Del Norte County attended, Plumas County, Lassen, Trinity, Tehama, myself. It was a great interaction. Of course, Sheriff John Lopey from Siskiyou County was there as well, and they brought a lawyer from Wyoming, I believe. And she was talking about the coordination efforts in dealing with the federal government, land rights. And, of course, they have a huge amount of issues up there dealing with potential dam removals and water rights and land rights up there. And basically we were up there to say, hey, we have an oath that we take to uphold the Constitution of the United States and that of the Constitution of the State of California, and we're constitutional officers, so we're here to do our job. And some of the problems that you see in other counties or concerns in other counties, usually don't see here for whatever reason. A lot of it deals with the U.S. Forest Service, but we have a good working relationship and communication effort with the Forest Service. And if we have issues, we're definitely talking to them about it.
Do you see some of the issues? You know, the sheriff, people don't realize how powerful a personage that you are, Sheriff. I mean, really. I mean, you're a very affable kind of guy, but you have a great deal of power in your job as a county sheriff.
Correct. The sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer as a sworn officer to uphold the law and the Constitution. The district attorney is the chief law enforcement official because the district attorney is not a law enforcement officer. He has law enforcement officers that work for him or her, but not an officer of the law. And then he does the prosecutions. And federal agencies like Forest Service, law enforcement officers, or other federal agencies, they don't have the authority to enforce state law in the county unless the sheriff gives them a authorization to do that. And in some counties, the sheriffs do not do that. So say a person is speeding down the road on a county roadway or a highway, a federal law enforcement officer just couldn't pull them over and cite them for speeding unless they had that authorization from the sheriff.
Can they come on? Can feds come on private property if it is not a federal case? Without your permission?
That would fall under, it depends on what they're doing. But generally, to come on to anyone's property, you either have to have consent or a warrant or... there is some law regarding the open field doctrine. You can't come within a person's curtilage area, which is your immediate area right around your home that is considered a reasonable expectation of privacy. So it can get into gray areas there, but generally to come onto someone's property, you need permission.
Okay. All right. Let's start talking a little bit about realignment.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going on a few months now.
It started October 1.
What do you think?
A little bit early to say yay or nay if it's working or not. Here in Shasta County, we've received about... Hey, Bob, could you turn down my mic just a little bit? I'm getting headphones. Thanks. We have about 150 people that have been returned to Shasta County, and these are people that normally would have been on parole, but now they're on post-community supervision. And of those, a couple have not shown up, a few have not shown up, and so they get revocations for their not showing, violating their terms. And then very few have gone out and committed new crimes. Now, it doesn't mean that crime...
So very few. So the ones that have come back...
Of the, we call them the 109ers.
Or we haven't sent out, because we keep them here instead
correct.
Of...
Correct.
So of that group, a very small percentage, you're saying?
Have recidivated or okay. committed new crimes. I was just talking to the chief probation officer about that the other day, and... We've been giving what I call the Rotary Tour, going around Rotaries and other civic organizations talking about AB 109. I do have about 20 people that are in jail that are now serving multi-year sentences, and these are they would have been sentenced to prison, but now they fall under what we call the never goes because they're doing crimes that they'll never go to prison for.
Never goes.
Burglaries.
You know what? I've got
we got all these things. We call them the three nons, the 109ers, the never goes.
The never go, so they'll never go to a prison. And what kind
unless
of,
they
what,
do it, unless
what
they
kind
do
of a, crime is this?
It would be mainly a property crime. Let's say a theft. It could be a theft of a vehicle, grand theft auto. Could be a burglary, a non-residential burglary. Theft of money.
Is that different? A residential burglary as opposed to a non-residential?
A residential burglary is a first degree burglary, which does okay. have prison terms. Second degree burglary is all others. Let's say a detached garage or a barn is a second degree burglary.
Or a business.
Business, yes. Okay. Drug related crimes, those types of things. Nonviolent, non-serious sexual crimes, indecent exposure, non-serious. Nonviolent, the three nons.
I know, non-serious, non-violent, and non-sexual.
Right.
Yeah. We got to take a break here because my never goes.
Never goes, three nons,
never goes,
109ers.
The three nines and 109ers. You know what? We're getting into this. Police.
Every job has its own lexicon.
Yeah, we're having this, getting this police terminology here. I hope everybody's keeping up and taking notes. We'll be a test later on. Hey, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're talking realignment and who is going off. Are we having problems with it? And as of just from what Sheriff says, is that the people that are in that program are really not too much of a problem to us. Right? We're going to talk about others that may be when we get back. Miss a day, miss a lot, KCNR 1460.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this weekend. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for any and all sportsmen and women, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes. Boats, motorhomes, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, wildlife art, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy display this year featuring a life-size bison and bear. Attention hunters, bring in your horns to be officially scored at the display in Passaro Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, houseboat giveaway, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, gunner, the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone this weekend at the 25th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KRCR News Channel 7, North Valley Bank, and Coors Light, and this radio station.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying.
The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. We have some tickets to give away. We have people on the phone there, so I won't be rude to them. I'll get to them first. But after we finish talking to our first caller, I think I'm going to give away a couple of tickets to the RV show this weekend. And it's good for any day, but you have to wait till after I say it. Okay, our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko, and let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Sally. How are you?
Good. We really missed you up there in Wairika this weekend. I've had so many people ask me, well, where was our sheriff?
Our sheriff was at another meeting. I can't be cloned. I did talk to Sheriff Lopi about that, and I had another one. It was occurring not quite at the same time, but due to driving time in Wairika and the meeting, I couldn't do both. So I was at a local town hall meeting here in Shasta County, meeting with our citizens.
All right. Well, I would like to personally invite you to the next Sheriff Standing Tall panel. It'll be held in Alturas in April. And we sure would like to have you come up there.
Do you know when in April?
Yes. It's Saturday the 21st.
I will check my schedule and see what I have going on. I know April is a very busy month between some sheriff's meetings around the first part of the month, and then I know we have cool April nights somewhere in there, and usually I'm participating in that, but I'll check my schedule, Sally, and thank you so much for the invite.
All right, thank you. Sheriff Poindexter up there in Modoc County would love to have you there.
He's a good guy. I know him well.
He is a great guy. Very funny in a dry sort of
way. We have a great working relationship with all of our North State sheriffs here. We have quarterly meetings that I host here in Redding, and then we are all members of the California State Sheriff's Association, CSSA, and we meet on a quarterly basis throughout the state, and our next meeting will be in April, and then we get together. We also have weekly conference calls to keep us up to date on legislative matters in Sacramento and other issues that concern us and our citizens and legislation, so we do a lot of comparing and analysis of things that can impact us.
Well, that's great to hear. We would like to host a sheriff's event here in Redding in October, so perhaps you could help us put that together.
I'll be in touch.
All right. Sounds good.
All
thank
right.
you, Tom.
See you later.
Thank you, Sally. Hey, I'm going to give away two tickets to the Boat Art Sport and RV Show. Good for either March 2nd, 3rd, or 4th. Two tickets. The first person that calls us at 530-605-4567. Two tickets, Boat Sport and RV Show. It's going to be great. Linda and I are going to be there Friday, being the Iron Chef.
So what are you going to be cooking?
Well, we're going to be the judges, which is
even
better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they cook it all up, and then we eat it, and whatever.
That,
you know.
That is a great event. It usually fills the fairgrounds, both the buildings and outside, and that Iron Chef cook-off, the Dutch oven cook-off, they hand you a bunch of unknown ingredients.
That's right.
And they make up something, and they have some delicious dishes there.
Well, for 2 years in a row, we were doing the Saturday one, which is the Dutch oven, you know, when they can take their time. And I tell you what, such delicious food.
Oh, it is.
And I tell you, you walk out of there, because you only take a bite out of each dish, but there's three dishes for each contestant. And you walk away having gained 5 pounds.
It's amazing what they do with the Dutch oven, some wood, and briquettes.
It is. Okay, Tom, the we've addressed the realignment and all that, but the only way realignment is going to work is that we get more space, one way or the other. Right.
We do need more jail beds. The Shasta County Jail has had a court order in place since 1993, and that is to limit the capacity so we don't become overcrowded. If we become overcrowded, we are subject to lawsuits. And we can't build a tent city like the sheriff down in Arizona, because I get that question all the time, because of the rules and regulations regarding jails here in California. So we've applied for a funding for a $35 million jail project. We've been approved by the Executive Steering Committee down at the in Sacramento, It moves to another decision-making process in Sacramento in first part of March, and then it'll come back to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors and for their decision. However, the big decision for them isn't necessarily the $35 million jail project. It's how do you operate the jail after it's built, because it's estimated to be about $6 million a year. So that $6 million a year right now the county doesn't have. But you have to look forward not to the next financial quarter, but maybe the next quarter century. And so you have to say, where's that money going to be coming from? Because right now property taxes are low, sales taxes are low to this economy. And how would the county pay for the operational cost?
Yeah. But if we bring it, if the, I know how long, hard it is to get the third floor open. It's taken 6 months.
We're working on that right now. Right.
If we put another jail here, is it going to be limited to those numbers, or will they be able to keep adding on to that? In other words, we start out with 250 beds or 400 beds, and then the state comes in and says, by the way, you've got 400, we're going to put another 800 in here.
The state can't do that. That would... The jail is the sheriff's responsibility, so they can't say, hey, we're going to build a jail and we're going to put our prisoners in there. And that would also obviously have to go through the
County Board of Supervisors.
Jail.
Strictly the jail.
Right.
Okay, it would not be anything to become a state facility.
No, it's not tied to the state prisons like they wanted to do the first time to put a little mini prison here.
Okay, that was my question. As long as, you know, it's not tied to the state, so they can't add another 400 or 500, which to me was a big question. Now we've become a penal colony.
And that was the huge concern, and that's why I took a stand against that in 2007, and the board unanimously said no also.
Great. Just want to make sure that was clear. Okay, our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko. We got to take a break here for the news. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about law enforcement problems. The question about marijuana has come up again, and I want to talk to you about that. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Still, no answer to why it happened.
At this time, I cannot provide you a motive for this.
Police Chief Tim McKenna in Chardon, Ohio, where two students were killed and three others remain hospitalized after yesterday's shooting at Chardon High School.
The outpouring of concern, hope, encouragement has been unbelievable.
Geauga County Sheriff Dan McClelland, the suspected shooter, is scheduled to have a juvenile court hearing this afternoon. Anyone registered can vote in today's Michigan Republican presidential primary.
Rick Santorum defends robocalls going out to folks here asking for Democrat and union labor votes. Mitt Romney calls that a dirty trick.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Santorum and Romney are close in the polls in Michigan. Romney leads surveys in Arizona, where they're also voting today. Fox News. We report, you decide.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
In winter, we spend more time indoors, our windows are closed, and there is less fresh air to breathe. The air ducts keep circulating the same air around, the air containing a cough or sneeze or sore throat, dust and mites that have settled in, or pollutants from home chemicals. When was the last time your air ducts were professionally decontaminated? I mean really cleaned. Call for the flu season, relax, breathe easy, duct cleaning service. Flu season for professional air duct, dryer vent, and chimney service. 221-3331 or 527-3331.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot. Linda's on assignment 8:35 today, this morning, and February the 28th. It's 30. What's the weather today there, Bad Bomb? Give it to me.
Carl, we got a change in our weather coming up. We've been enjoying spring-like conditions. Look for that to change. 40% chance of rain today. Then it will be increasing tonight. Gusty winds. And then tonight, a low around 39 and rain. Wednesday sees showers. Thursday could actually see snow down to 700 feet. And right now in Reading, as the sun comes up, still a little bit chilly. We are looking at about 37 degrees in Reading. And this report, as always, is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, they've got music out there this weekend. Give them a call, 474-5546, and find out just, you know, if there's room up there for during the for this weekend. But also remember that Ann Coulter is coming to town March 23rd out at Anselmo Vineyards. She's going to be there for a book signing and a speaking engagement. But then afterwards, dinner with will be available with Ann. Just give a call, 474-5546. To Anselmo Vineyards to talk to him about that and see what see how many tickets are left. I know a lot of them are already sold. And also, Ann Coulter is going to be on our show March 9th, about 8 o'clock in the morning. And so we'll be talking to Ann here. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko. Oh, by the way, the David, it was David, right, Bad Bomb?
It was Frank.
Frank, I'm sorry. Frank won the tickets that we gave away for the RV show.
And Frank is a brand new listener who just got into talk radio, and he's loving it.
Hey, Frank, you know what? You came to the right space. That's for sure. We have them all here. You want a side, or you don't like the side we pick? Just wait till tomorrow. We've got somebody else new coming in. Our guest today, of course, is Sheriff Tom Basenko. One of the questions coming through here, Tom, is that we've got a one of the people we've had on is the guys from. High Cover or something like that. It's the drone company here in town.
Oh, yeah.
And They're really Jim Hill, great guy. And they do a lot of work with the government. And the government right now is, it looks like they're going to be pushing out a lot for drones. Mm-hmm. That drones can take the place of, you can put them up in the air. They're inexpensive. They can sit there with a loiter capability. I mean, we've used them in combat. I mean,
There's a difference between the military drones and law enforcement drones.
That's right.
A military drone can be the exact same size of a regular aircraft.
It can be.
And it carries a payload.
It can do that.
Usually of ordnance for delivery to a specific location, or it can be used for intel, operational intel. In law enforcement, they're usually smaller. They can be like a little remote-controlled airplane or helicopter. And I was in a class a number of years ago that dealt with it, and they said law enforcement will be using more and more of those. And we've seen some articles in which Bureau of Land Management has used some small drones. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office has done some research and development on them. And some are being used in metropolitan areas to gather intel, like small hovering helicopter type with a little live feed. And so I see that developing for law enforcement as another tool. Of course, as another tool, there will probably have to be some rules and regulations. There will probably be some court decisions on the reasonable expectation of privacy under the Fourth Amendment of if this drone invaded that privacy, because with standard aircraft, helicopters and fixed wings, you can't dip below 500 feet above the ground clearance because that would be an invasion of privacy, or could be
If it's less than 500 feet.
It's less than 500 feet.
Because when you're flying around, they're taking pictures of everything. Or are they giving you a live video stream of everything?
You could be, yeah, for the drones they are. In live aircraft, you could be having an observer up there and seeing what's going on. And so that's why they have a court decision.
The strength of the drone is that it gives you dwell time, at least in my experience. And these that they can sit there and you can put them someplace for 5-10 minutes or you can watch something going on. And they come in, and unless you're really listening, you might hear this, you might hear a humming sound or something from, you know, that you're not quite sure what it is, and they're very, very difficult to see, and especially at night if they're using, you know, a night vision technology and a threat.
Right. And they're starting to talk about FAA regulations because, of course, if you get some of these drones flying around in airspace, they could cause a problem for a helicopter flying around in a metropolitan area if they're above 500 feet.
Right.
You hit one of those, that would usually not be a good thing for a live aircraft.
That's what the aviation community and the Marines didn't like them, but we always thought of it as a big sky, small drone.
Right.
They didn't think of it that way, that we're flying the jets. But then again, they know their sense of humor.
Jets are usually not going to be that much on the deck. A drone's going to be at a much lower, the smaller drones are going to be a much lower altitude than the manned aircraft.
And that's the way we separated them was by altitude. The fixed wing or the manned aircraft would stay at a certain level, and the unmanned aircraft would be at a much lower level.
And in the military platforms, the electronics and technology that are in the aircraft to sense other ones in the area is way above and beyond what we normally see in civilian aircraft, too.
That's true. It's true. But do you see this as being something that you'd like to put in your little arsenal?
It depends on mainly the price and, of course, training. You know, you look at a helicopter, and a helicopter can be a couple of $3 million to purchase, and then it's very high operational costs. A drone, you might be into it for under $1,000 and a little bit of training, it can be very effective.
Do you think that people, because we've already had questions here, do you think people would be offended about a drone flying around?
Some people would, and other people not doing necessarily illegal activity would not be. Even some people that aren't doing illegal activity, all of a sudden they see a little drone aircraft flying over their backyard, maybe where they're sunbathing, they'd be offended by that. Somebody's invading my personal space aircraft, and I could see where that could be a concern for some people.
That, you know what, you're absolutely, you know what, I didn't even think of that part, but you're absolutely right. You know, you're doing something in your backyard, and here comes a drone, comes over and circles you once, and it turns out that all the teenage girls are out there by the swimming pool.
Right.
That would be, yeah.
Not I a good
see,
situation.
Yeah, so that would be a nasty situation.
I could see concerns from the law-abiding community as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So there'd have to be some pretty strict strict guidelines on this. Okay, we got to take a break. I personally think that drones are going to be a
tool. They probably will be part of the future.
That the police and the law enforcement are just going to have to use, especially in the shrinking funding picture where you don't have police everywhere and we've got less and less.
Correct.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Up for an adventure? Come spend your St. Patrick's Day at Wind River Casino, where Elements Restaurant is offering a Guinness Braised Fresh Corned Beef and Cabbage Special from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. only $13.95. Plus $5 free slot play to play your favorite machine. Where better than Wind River Casino to grab a bite to eat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed St. Patrick's Day tournament on Saturday, March 17th? Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. Ask about our re-buy-in and buy-in bonus. Reserve your seat today at the River's Edge. So grab a St. Patty's Day meal in Elements Restaurant and pull up a seat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed St. Patrick's Day poker tournament on Saturday, March 17th at 11 a.m. Don't stop there. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge is a kickin' DJ. So while you're having a frosty cold one, you can boot, scoot, and boogie all night long St. Patrick's Day at Wind River Casino. For all the details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program,
decide if it makes sense to refinance or get pre-approved for a home loan. We're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. I'd like to remind everybody that the Board of Supervisors are meeting today. That a lot of people that were at the Anselmo Vineyards yesterday in that rally are heading down there today just to see what's going on and to present the petitions that were signed and several hundred signatures for that, and to continue to urge the Board of Supervisors to take a look at the management of their different departments, that if there are problems, please fix those, and to ensure that they, as our elected representatives, use this common sense approach about making sure that the departments are taking care of the population and not after so many years just becoming completely officious and believing is that the people kind of work for them. We don't have that problem with our guest, Sheriff.
Always trying to be available. DeSanko.
Well, you are always. And before we start with Tom, I have two more tickets to give away for the Gun and Antique Show at the Civic Auditorium.
Oh, nice.
The 3rd and 4th. I've got two tickets for the first person that calls. This is for the Reading Civic Auditorium this weekend, and there's going to be a lot of great guns and other antiques there, but mainly guns and ammo and
other things. They have a nice venue because they have not only the gun show mainly for the guys, but then they started the antique show, and a lot of ladies
go and
look at the antiques and vintage things they have there for sale.
Anyway, the first person that calls at 530-605-4567 gets two tickets to the Gun and Antique Show this weekend.
This is put on by the Lions Club.
That's right, and Reading Breakfast Lions Club. This is not somebody coming in out of town for that. Phone's ringing. Okay, our guest, Sheriff Tom DeSanko. And Tom, we talked about the drones, and of course, I didn't even think of one part of it because I don't think in that direction, but you do, about people being,
They could be used for illegal things by private citizens. They could also be used improperly by law enforcement. But I also see some of the pluses, like, utility lines. The utility companies, pay helicopter crews to inspect their lines, to fly along them to see what's going on. You could send up a drone and a line person to do some of that inspection right there and take a live video feed without having to use a very expensive helicopter time to do it in certain locations, or rather than climb a pole or maybe put a person up on a boom. So it can be used in the private sector as well. They also have cameras that go into our sewer lines and water lines to inspect them for quality control, blockages, and so in a way a kind of a drone itself, an underground one.
Sure.
So those fiber optics and the drones can be used a lot for good, and of course in the wrong hands. Wouldn't surprise me if drug cartels and others, they've had submarines to smuggle drugs. It wouldn't surprise me if they use drones in the future.
Well, why not? They can just bring them in.
They can afford them.
Tom, what would you say is the biggest concern you have right now?
The biggest concern, of course, is our jail, being able to house those people and incarcerate them for public safety purposes so we can stop that revolving door due to the limited jail bed space that we have. It's a big concern.
Okay. I just think that, you know, I'm seeing these things, you know, that it's job security, I guess, for the sheriffs and police that they're arresting the same guy over and over and over again.
It's very frustrating. Of course, I have to run a safe and secure jail. I don't want to get sued or the county and pay out good taxpayer dollars to an inmate because of the conditions of our jail. And we've been very successful in running a very safe and secure jail and not getting sued.
By the way, Jeff, you've just won the tickets to the gun show, so congratulations. The thing, though, about that is that you only let out, you try to keep the worst.
That's exactly right.
Has there been a point yet where you've had to let out some guys you really didn't want to let out because there was even worse people there?
Yes, you're kind of releasing the best of the worst. Most of these people that are being released are the, like, three non-types. They're non-violent, non-serious, and non-sex-related, serious sex-related crimes. You might release a burglar. You might end up releasing a person that's been arrested five times for being drunk in public, intoxicated in public. You might end up releasing a person that's in possession of methamphetamine. But we have a number of people that are incarcerated for violent crimes, which include murder and manslaughter, some very serious sexual predators that have molested children. And those are the people that you don't want to let out because they do pose a very real and present danger to our society.
Can you look at past offenses and when you make that decision?
Past offenses, yes, we usually
do. In other
words,
if you get somebody that's for cutting checks and you look back, and this is just, you know, one thing after another, but inside his little portfolio or hers is violent crimes.
We do look at that, but we see what they're currently incarcerated for, but we look at their past. If they do have a violence, that's considered. The officers do have a matrix to go by and usually look at sentence misdemeanors, unsentenced misdemeanors, sentenced felons, and then, of course, you're looking at what these crimes are. And then unsentenced felons.
Okay.
And there's actually unsentenced felons that are getting out because we simply do not have the room.
Unsentenced felons.
It could be a possession of methamphetamine.
Okay.
A gram of methamphetamine, that's still a felony.
Okay.
And so we're not talking about the axe murderer.
Right. Okay. I see what you're talking about. Let's take a break. Our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Pasinko. We're talking about jail, people being released, the criteria for being released. I have some other questions about that when we come back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Join the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino in presenting A Year to Remember, Saturday, March 3rd, at the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards presentation, and silent auction. Entertainment brought to you by the Keyhole Mystery Theater. Join us in recognizing some amazing organizations, with one receiving an additional gift. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. A Year to Remember, Saturday, March 3rd, at the Wind River Casino Event Center. For ticket information, call Maria Orozco at 242-4516.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back
down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. She'll be back tomorrow. 8:55 in the morning. February the 28th, it's 30-something degrees out there. 32 or 33. It's going to be tonight. Rainy. It's going to be snow coming down to the 700-foot level, as some people say, but there's going to be a lot of snow and water out there. Our guest is Shasta County top law enforcement, Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Hi, Carl.
And Tom, we always welcome Tom here. You know, he gets into the chat room. One of these days we're going to have, probably next month, we're going to have a Sheriff Tom and Chief Rob show, and let you all just take the whole show from 7 to 9.
I have talked to him about that.
You know, I think it would be great. You know, you can have your, you know, have the people on there, you know, talking about law enforcement, talking about parole. We need to have the parole guys back on again, mm-hmm. and the probation department back on, and talk about what they're seeing, too.
Right.
We talked a little bit about violence in the jail during the break. You've got really very little incidents of violence there.
We do. And once in a while, we do have an occasional physical fight, an assault. Usually it's more like a fist fight or a pushy-shovey fight. We do have direct supervision in our jail, so we have correctional officers on the floors in the housing units, or pods as we call them. And then also the pods and housing units are monitored by closed-circuit TV, and we have officers that watch that and then stay in communication. So relatively, no, you don't see the like you see on TV of the prison situation, where you might see a shanking, where prison made shiv and someone gets shanked. But there are on occasion that you do get a physical fight now and then.
Well, of course. I mean, you have a physical fight in here every so often.
You put people in a confined area for a period of time. There will end up being conflicts, and sometimes they do see that expand themselves into a physical fight.
Gangs? And gangs expanding here, did you see?
Yes, they are. We have a little over 300 and some odd certified gang members in Shasta County.
How do you get certified? Is it like you have to like take out a
license?
You
take a special course.
And dumb. You take it. Dumb. Here, let me get, get this tattoo on my side.
There's a legal certification that you have to meet certain criteria within the law to be certified gang member. And then if you become a certified gang member, if they go out and commit another crime for the enhancement of the gang, then they receive additional punishments for that.
You can pile on.
Yes. And well, so good. Usually if you've been to prison, you have to be associated with a gang or a gang member to survive in prison. So when you're on parole, a lot of times they do have gang affiliations. And then gangs are also promoting and recruiting people here. We do have some outlaw motorcycle gangs that are active here. Excuse me. And that's why we go out nearly every week or two with the Reading Police Department, Anderson Police Department, and paroles, and we go out for our Shasta anti-gang enforcement and check up on these people. If they're in violation of their parole or probation or out doing new crimes or have warrants of their arrest, we go out and arrest them and take care of business.
I hope that the Free Fire Radio KCNR chat pack is not could not be considered a gang.
No. They can, a gang is a group of two or more people that want to do illegal things for the betterment of their group. And so the Chat Pack is more like a group of people doing legal things and voicing their First Amendment rights.
For the betterment of the community.
For the betterment of the community.
So okay, so we're not a gang. We're not a gang. I'm not going to ask you about the militia. Hey, okay. We got a couple minutes left, Sheriff. Well, about 1 minute left. Thanks again so much for coming on.
I enjoyed being
and,
here.
And, you know, the fact of you are always available. And, you know, when we talk about people that respond to the community and respond to the citizens, I can't say enough about you and your department.
Also, don't forget, we got some upcoming events. We got the Women's Walk a Mile for
That's
Women's
right.
Refuge. I'll
We're
be
into
doing that.
I'll be in that.
And then later on in March, we have the Boondocker Ball, which will assist
Absolutely.
Veteran groups. And I'll be there with Supervisor Les Baugh, MCing and doing some auctioning there. And I'm sure I'll see you and Linda there.
We will be at all of these and be pushing that out. This weekend, of course, is the Gun and Antique Show and the RV Show. And so many things going on.
And if anybody wants to sponsor me for Walk a Mile, call me at the office and get a sponsorship. It helps out the Women's Refuge.
That's right. Right after you sponsor me, if anybody's listening here. Last time, my boa was much nicer than your boa. Hey, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
From dragging me down, gonna stand.